Back in the day when my girls were born, it was not easy to share photos and videos with loved ones, but you have a fantastic option available, the Family Album app. The Family Album app was created in 2015 and has operated in the long term to give parents a secure and easy way to share photos and videos with loved ones. It's a totally secure personal haven for your family's memories. I love that there's no third-party ads, no unwanted eyes. Now let me share some of the great features that make the Family Album app a go-to app. First off, the app automatically sorts photos and videos by month, allowing you to swipe back in time and see how your child has grown. No more scrolling through endless feeds or searching through folders. Another cool feature about the Family Album app is you can order 8 free photo prints every month to be delivered to your home. It's really nice to have some tangible pictures to hold onto or share to document each month of your baby's life. Plus, the Family Album app has unlimited storage and it is totally free. Yes, you heard that right. No more worrying about running out of space or being bombarded by ads when you're just trying to relive those heartwarming moments. So if you are still trying to use other messaging apps for your kids' photos, it is time to level up your family photo game with a free photo sharing app. Head over to the App Store today, search Family Album, it's all one word, download the app, and start creating a legacy of love one photo at a time. If you're making your birth plan, and you definitely should be, you need to ask your doctor these 4 key questions first. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. If you're having a baby in the hospital, you are giving birth in a system that too often takes away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a practicing board certified OBGYN who's had the privilege of helping well over 1,000 babies into this world. I've been a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm here to help you take back your power, advocate for yourself, and have the beautiful pregnancy and birth that you deserve. This podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether this is your first time listening or you have been here before, I'm so glad you're spending some time with me today. In these short episodes, I cover a topic quickly, share what's on my mind, answer listener questions. And in this episode, I want to share 4 key questions that you need to ask your doctor if you are making a birth plan. Now, before I get into the questions, let me do a quick listener shout out. This is from Naya BGJ, and she left me this review in Apple Podcast, and it says, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so glad I found this podcast. This is my 3rd pregnancy, but the first one to get past the first trimester, and I have been eager to learn all that I can to make the best of it and have a beautiful pregnancy and birth that I deserve. It's very reassuring to receive great advice and trustworthy information from Dr. Nicole. I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much for that lovely review. I really, really, really appreciate it. Congratulations on making it this far in your pregnancy, and I am right here with you to help you have that beautiful pregnancy and birth, like you said, that you deserve. Now, one of the things that will help with that is making a birth plan. A birth plan is a really important part of helping you have the birth that you want. It helps you think through the things that you want for your birth and then express those things that you want and communicate your wishes with your birth team. Now, speaking of wishes, I do have to say that plan is actually a misnomer because birth cannot be planned. Birth is an unpredictable process. The only thing that is predictable about birth is that it is unpredictable and we can't plan it. I can't plan birth. No doctors can plan birth. You can't plan birth. The baby is the one who has the most control over the birth process, and they don't tell us their plans. Now, with that being said, of course you have wishes and preferences for how you want your birth experience to go. This is an incredibly special event. Doesn't happen very often. So yes, of course you have ideas and things that you want for your birth experience. That's normal and that's important. And even if you can't plan birth, you do actually have a lot of control over how the process unfolds. So with that being said, here are those four questions. And I think that these may surprise you. So those questions to ask your doctor are, what are your thoughts on labor induction? How often do your patients receive Pitocin during the labor process? How often do you break someone's water during the labor process? What are your thoughts on doulas? This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. In addition to its patented protein blend, their formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system and makes it an easy-to-digest formula. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code Dr. Nicole for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Now, you may hear these questions and be like, wait, what in the world does this have to do with making a birth plan? Well, actually, these questions have a lot to do with making a birth plan, because the responses to these questions are going to help you understand how your doctor approaches birth. The way they answer these questions gives you insight into the way that they practice. Notice that I asked what questions and how questions. These are questions that can't be answered yes or no. They require some sort of response. So when you ask this question, what are your thoughts on labor induction? You're going to be looking for things like, are they telling me that labor induction is recommended? They like to recommend everyone gets induced at 39 weeks or by 40 weeks. When you ask the questions about how often are Pitocin used, or how often do you break someone's water? Are they given responses that those things are used very frequently for those patients? So maybe they're more intervention heavy. And then the question on doulas, even if you don't plan to have a doula, how they respond and their attitude towards doulas tells you what they think about that type of support. So these questions don't have necessarily a right or wrong answer. You are looking for the way that they respond to the questions in order to give you some clues on how they will or will not support the things that are important for you during your birth. Because you see, a birth plan on a piece of paper means absolutely nothing if the doctor and also the hospital don't support what's in the piece of paper. And you want to find out well before you get to the hospital whether or not they support the things that are important to you. Your doctor's approach to birth and the way the hospital approaches the birth process are going to be the two most influential factors in your birth experience, all right? I cannot say that strongly enough. And the better that you understand the way your doctor approaches birth, the way the hospital approaches birth, the better the chances are that you'll have the birth that you want and you can prepare yourself accordingly, all right? Either you'll know that they're on your side, or you'll know that they're not, and then you need to find another doctor or another hospital, or you need to be super ready to advocate for yourself if you don't have other options. Now, inside my free live birth plan class that's happening on April 30th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, You can learn 4 more important questions to ask. You'll also learn how to approach making a birth plan and some tips on how to write your birth plan in a way that doctors and nurses will actually pay attention to it. And then, of course, what to include in your birth plan. You can sign up for this free live class at drnicolerankins.com/birth plan. At the end of the class, which is about 45 minutes, I'm staying for an additional 30 minutes to do office hours Q&A. Where I will answer any questions you have about pregnancy and birth. So again, that's drnicolerankins.com/birth plan. And don't worry if you're hearing this and you're like, oh, it's past April 30th. I missed the class. I will be doing the class live again. You can hop on my email list at drnicolerankins.com/email. That's the best way to stay notified about when the next live class will open up. All right, so there you have it. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to me right now. And please do leave me those reviews in Apple Podcasts. I love to hear what you think about the show. And again, I do shout outs from those reviews from time to time. And I would love to see you live on April 30th to make a birth plan the right way. That's drnicolerankins.com/birth plan. So that's it for this episode. Do come on back next week and remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.